The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, Mike Campion here with Grow My Cleaning Company. Not only that, I have the lovely Juliana Parise or Parise, or she said it like with a cool, like roll the tongue or something. So I screwed it up. I'm going to call her Juliana because I can say that correct. This amazing woman started Magic Broom Commercial Cleaning February of 2005. So girlfriend has been at it for 16 years, more than 16 years in LA, California. And holy heck, just running any business in LA, Los Angeles is a feat. She's one of our clients. She's an amazing human being. I think Lindsay saw her and said, we need her story and experience. What she's gone through and accomplished is going to serve Cleaning Nation. I argued because I don't like Juliana at all, but Lindsay always won. So she's on the podcast. She's wearing her Success Rocks t-shirt. So, and her Mike socks. I don't know who on the team made socks with my face on them, but they're an abomination. They're awful. I don't know how it happened, but here we are. This is the world we've chosen to live in.
I think they're very cute. I love them.
They are the level of ridiculous. For those of you who can't see, they're green. They've got my face. It's they're a statement for sure. Yes, there you go. So if you're not listening, check out the video. You can see it's a high level of ridiculousness and maybe a little awesomeness if you're not careful. All right. So Juliana, I am dying to hear. Tell us your story. 15 years ago, 2005, what on God's green earth made you decide, I think I need to start a cleaning company?
Yeah, I always liked to clean. Maybe that's why I decided to go that way. I like to bring wellness to people. I believe cleaning is connected to wellness. And I think that was something that I could make a difference. And but just recently that I really decided to grow my company because I have to keep it small for all this time. I didn't feel that I was ready for, to grow and so, everything that comes with it.
So first of all, what made you think you weren't ready to grow? And then equally importantly, what changed? What made you think you now are ready to grow?
Well, it was my mind. Everything's our mind, right? Mindset. Everything that was passed on to me, the wrong things, the wrong way of thinking.
So who's this from? From family? From other business owners?
Family. Okay. Family. Yes. So I did a lot of self-help work. I even went all the way to Bali to do that. I stayed there almost a month. It was amazing. It was truly amazing. So I removed a lot of layers of myself. And so then I got to a point that probably was 3 months ago, right before I met you online, I just had a breakthrough, a big breakthrough that I needed for so long because I was trying to find out my purpose. Is this my purpose? What's my purpose, right? I'm a Reiki practitioner, right? I'm a master. And I didn't know. I'm going here, I'm going there, even though, of course, I want to go both ways because both leads to wellness to people. But I really wanted to finish, to go to the end of the line, to pursue and really do this business. That's I started with one mind and then, something really stopped me, my blockages stopped me. And so now, and then I found you out on Facebook. It was like, I believe so much in the universe. And when you are open to something, the universe brings to you what's for you and guide you. And I start watching you and then I start receiving your emails. And then I went to the 5-day challenge to get to know you better. Is this, is that? Let me see if he's my core values. let me see if he's honest like me. Let me see if he thinks the same way I think, because I wanted to grow this business in a different way. Apart from others, like I didn't want to go to I have to pay for leads, or I have to, you know, stay waiting for clients to call me. They just want a pricing. I don't want that. I want people that want the same things that I want. You know, I want them for me to care about them, to listen to whatever they want, you know, and give to them.
So you're saying a lot of stuff that's really important. I want to make sure no one misses. So I heard three key things. One, Juliana understood it started with her. So many people want to change the world outside of them. I want my business to be bigger. I don't want to clean. I want to have more people. I want to have more revenue, more profit, more money. But we just had our next level event. We talked a lot about be, do, have, right? So first, you got to change who you are. We've got to work on the be. Mariana said it's the mind first, who you are, the mind, how you think. Once you change that, much easier to do the right thing. And then you can't help but to have the things that your be and do. If you take your be plus who you are plus what you do equals what you have, good or bad, right? If you're like, well, I don't have the things I want. Well, then you're not being the person you need to be, and you're not doing the things you need to do. That's the reason. So I love that she started with the internal struggle, not struggle, but change first. The second thing that you said, I should have been writing them down, but I hate typing when I'm listening to people, was, God bless it, I missed it. So I'm so excited about the be, do, have. I missed everything else. So back up. What did you say after the you had to change who you are?
That I changed my mind and everything, that I found you and then the universe, you know, I believe that, you know, made me find you, guide to you, because I believe that's the right path for me, because I want to be a part. I want to do something different than the other companies are doing. And I saw that you are doing that.
Yeah. So now I got my second two. Thank you. So the second thing was, she looked for people that were a core values match, right? There's lots of different, I don't know how many coaches for specific owners of cleaning companies that are out there, but there are a lot of coaches that might've been able to help Juliana. But for us, we're about having fun, making money, being real and helping out. So the people that are connected with that are probably gonna be a great fit. We're gonna be able to help them. They'll listen and we'll enjoy working with them. They'll be great. For people that think that's stupid, we're not a good fit, right? It's okay. So I like that she was clear on, well, who she wanted to be involved with community-wise, right? You identified, hey, my family or the people I was spending time with before kind of injected me with this belief system that was not getting me where I wanted to go. If I want to go somewhere different, I need to hang around a group of people. And it's not just our team. Like, there's other members, you know, Juliana is a great team member in the Elite or the Next Level group with other people. So it wasn't just the people we hired to be on our team that served Juliana, but the group that we've connected with, that Juliana's like, this is my people. So understanding who you want to be and who you want to be around is huge, right? Because if you're going to keep hanging around with people that are negative or just have a mindset that's not going to serve you, it's really hard to overcome that. It's hard enough when you've got the right group around you. If you have the wrong group, it's nearly impossible. And the third thing is, you get clear on what you wanted. So many people come to us and they're like, I know I want something different, but I don't know what that looks like. But coach me. It's like, well, it's really hard to coach you until you know what you want. So the three things I've heard so far is, I change me first, change the mindset, who I am. Then I can change the do, and then I can change the have. Second, I got crystal clear on the type of people I wanted to serve me. There's probably coaches out there smarter than me at business, right? And they're great for other people, but for the right people that are really committed to having fun and making money and being real and helping out, and that's important to them, That's going to weigh into it. And then Juliana is really clear on what she wanted, right? She wanted to do business a different way. And once she got those three things together, I completely agree. The universe tends to conspire, or you just start seeing things, right? The example I use is, when you're looking for a new car, say it's a kind of a rare car that you don't see on the road all the time. Once you decide you want to buy one, you see them everywhere, right? So is it the universe? Is it you being tuned in? Probably a little bit of both, but you really set yourself up for success. So once you made that change and kind of found the community, give us the easy and the hard. What was the easy thing that, like, you kind of learned and changed, and it was just like, oh my gosh, this is great. It's the easiest change ever. And it was fantastic. And then what was the hard thing that maybe you fought me or fought yourself on that you're like, it was not so easy to do?
Well, the easiest thing for me to do, I think it was probably to raise prices.
Which is funny. That's not easy for a lot of people. So how did that work out? How did you recognize your prices needed to be raised? Do you have any fear around that? Walk us through that whole process.
I did have fear, you know, but because I was thinking not as a business owner, you know, like now being around you guys and being coached by you and your team, I'm changing a lot. You know, I see myself as a business owner more and more. So I see the need. I see the reason why we are not doing this to them, we are doing for them, to give the best for them. And now so I understand that.
Do you guys see or hear what she just did? I asked her a do question, right? How did you walk me through how you raised prices? And she answered me with a B answer. She started at the beginning. I asked her for step two. She's like, hold on, let me take you back to step one, which is exactly what you should have done, right? She's like, I had to change my mindset. Because if she felt, and you said it perfectly, by the way, when we raise prices, again, if it's the right price, you have to kind of know what your pricing should be. But when you move your prices from ineffective, like I don't have enough money to serve you and pay my people and do, you know, there's not enough, I'm not charging enough to do a good job, to I'm now charging enough to pay my people and make a profit and do an amazing job for you and all that. You know, when you write price, you're not doing it to them, you're doing it for them, right? And if we're not willing to change that perspective, like, oh, me raising prices, no matter if I was charging a nickel and now I'm charging a dime and I should be charging $500 a month, I'm a bad person, right? If you're not willing to change who you are and how you look at it, you'll never get to the do. Who's going to raise prices if they think it makes them a bad person? Nobody. So I love that you intuitively, even though I asked the do question, what did you do? You answered a B answer. Here's who I needed to be. That's genius. So how did you make that shift? Because that's scary to go from, you know, if I raise prices, they're going to quit. It makes me a bad person. They've been with me forever. It's an old lady who doesn't have any money. They'll complain. They'll yell. You know, we've got 1,000 reasons we can't raise prices. How'd you work through all that?
Well, very easy. I listened to you and to Suzanne and to Tracy, you know, working my mind. And since I feel like you guys are my match, you know, I'm my core values. And since I feel like everything that you guys say makes sense to me, and that's the path I want to go. That's why, you know, I learned and I said, if this is the path I want to follow, I have to do it no matter what. I have to go over my fears and whatever is the wrong mindset. I have to reset that and I have to do it. And that's exactly what I did. I listened every word that you guys say to me and I did it.
So that's a great point. No matter how good a coach is out there, if you're not going to be coachable, there's really nothing, not you, but the world, right? So I would encourage guys, gals, it's not just a matter of getting clear on what you want and finding a community that believes the same things and knows how to get that result. You actually got to do the work. You got to listen, right? So if Juliana's like, I'm smart and I know this and I know that, wasn't coachable, she could love the community. She'd be clear on what she wants, but if she's not willing to take action, she's just not going to get any results. So I love that. So that's, it's funny you said that was an easy thing to do. What was a hard thing we asked you to do that was scary or hard or that you struggled with, and how'd that work out? Oh no, before we get into that, how did raising prices work? Did your clients quit? Were they pissed? Are you making more money, less money? Did everything collapse? How did it work out?
Two clients quit, but were the ones that I really wanted them to quit anyway. Because if they won't, I would fire them.
Very common. The worst clients quit and the best clients are like, oh yeah, obviously. So two clients quit, but you didn't feel like you were maybe as good of a fit for them anyway.
How many
clients are now paying more and enabling you to make a profit? And how many did you raise prices on?
13.
So 13 stayed. So you raised price on 15 and two quit, or you raised price on 13 and two quit?
13 to quit, and then I got 3 more clients after that. I trust so much in the universe. I believe that when you have something right in your mind and you do it the right way, the universe opens up that door, because the universe understands that's what you want, that's what I'm going to give it to you, and that's what I'm connected with.
So let me encourage you, Cleaning Nation. She said some magic, right? And we don't have to do her math, but the math works because we've done this with dozens and dozens, probably hundreds of clients by now. But when you raise prices on 13 clients and two quit, the gross profit, the amount of money that you make goes up. The work that you have to do to get that money goes down, because you only have to do 11/13 of the work. Typically the two or three that quit are the biggest pain in the ass. So your headache doesn't go down by 2/13. It goes down by 40%, because you know much of your pain and suffering and headache was from the bottom tier. So you make more money, you're able to serve your clients better because you've got margin. You don't have to take all that as profit. You can put some of that back into surprise and delight for clients or towards your, so you have more money to serve your clients, your employees, for yourself, more money for everything. You do less work. And this is assuming you didn't get the three new clients at the new and improved price. So all of your new clients are going to be at the new and improved prices. So you never have to go through that again. It just, it's a win-win-win. You're not doing it to them. You're doing it for them. The 11 clients that stayed are going to be so much happier without the two that were dragging it down. You're going to make more money, so you're going to love seeing them. It is just a win-win-win. Love it. All right, yeah, so it sounds like it worked out.
I had more time to work on my business, to work for other, you know, the other customers. You are right. I have more time to do the coaching with you, you know, and learning and put this in practice. Yes, it's a win-win situation.
And magically, two bad clients that aren't profitable leave, and all of a sudden, three nice new clients that are profitable show up to take their space. Imagine that. All right, we are running out of time, but I'm loving this conversation. What's the hardest thing I asked you to do, and how'd that work out?
The hardest thing was to do the pain conversations, the five pain conversations.
So let me give a quick background for folks that don't know what that is. In our training program, one of the first things that we ask you to do, because so many people want to talk about themselves. We're a member of the Chamber of Commerce. We don't cut corners. We clean them. Our people are the best. We use the best qualities. We're a green company. We. Your people don't give two craps about that. They care about them. So the first thing we encourage our folks to do once they make sure they have their core values and their pricing and the kind of the foundation's built. And I'm like, okay, now that my foundation's solid, I want to start getting more clients. And I know how much to charge them and how a profitable business model and all that good stuff. We want to start getting clients. So one of the first things we do is stop talking about what we think that they want, which is a bunch of information about us, and start talking about what you know that they want, right? As opposed to saying, hey, you need green cleaning, so I'm going to sell it to you. That's hard. Go to your clients and go, what is it you want? And then when they tell you, sell them that, right? As opposed to trying to sell them what you think they need or want, ask them what they want and sell them that. So the way we do that is we have you ask them, have a conversation. We call them pain conversation with perfect prospect pain conversations. And it's funny to me, raising prices seems scary and just asking people what makes them sad seems easy. Why were you scared? How'd you overcome the fear and how did it work out?
Once again, mindset, feeling maybe afraid of rejection. You know, things from my past.
Did you get rejected? Did some people say no? And
oh yeah, tons. Tons hang up on me.
So how'd that work? Did you die? Did you, you know, did they punch you? Like, how did you survive this rejection?
I just made me stronger. Just, you know, whatever. I'm going to find the one that's for me. You know, the one that's for me is waiting for me to ask them, you know, what your needs are. And I found them.
For those of you on the podcast, you got to watch the, Juliana's got a beautiful smile. She's lighting. I can just see the energy rating when I'm like, how did you get through her? She just has this beautiful smile. She's like, I just moved on. I found the people I want. She just, you got to watch the energy she's exuding is a very attractive energy that if you were her perfect prospect and she asked you for a favor in this energy, you would say yes. I mean, she's just beaming with confidence and radiance. It's beautiful. Okay. So you just said, I don't care. I'm looking for the ones I want. Some will, some won't. So what? Someone's waiting, moving on. How did it work out? How many people did you ask? Was there a benefit? Was it worth it? Talk us through it.
Oh, it was so worth it because the people that I found, they were in true pain. And some people that I have a dentist, he was just my dentist. He wasn't my client. He knew I had a cleaning company. So I thought he'll never want to do anything with me because he always knew he never wanted, you know, to have my business. So I asked him just to do a pain conversation with me because I know in the past he had problems with cleaning companies. Oh my God.
By the way, talking about scary, I think a lot of people would have said, this is my dentist. I have to say, hey, can I have a bid? Will you buy my services? And that to me is really scary. I love that you're like, you don't have to buy anything. I just want, tell me what makes you crazy so I can be a better business owner. That to me sounds like a less scary conversation than give me some money. So I love that you started easy with people that you had a relationship with. How'd it go?
So then when I went there, he was like, you know, I told him, hey, I'm not selling anything. I just need help with this. And he said, oh, no, I know. Of course. And then he gave me everything, all the pain that he had. And he said that now he and his staff is cleaning. He's a dentist and he's cleaning every morning before they start work. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know what that guy makes per hour, but it's more than what it's, you know what I'm saying? He could pay someone like as a business coach, a dentist that, you know, is charging $5,000 to do fillings or braces or whatever, is fooling around sweeping and cleaning toilets. Like, dude, come on. Like, anyway, sorry. the coach came out at me. So he had massive pain. He shared it with you. Then what?
Yeah. And then he said all that. And then in the end, he said to me all the things that, you know, they want them to clean. And they are subcontracting people. One day he came there and there was marijuana everywhere. From the cleaners, the cleaner subcontract other cleaners that were like young boys, whatever. And then at night there, they don't have cameras or anything. So they were just smoking marijuana and they have footsteps there. The cleaning was a mess. It wasn't clean. It was a mess. So he fired them. He said, oh, after this, I clean myself, you know. And he swore to God that he would never get any other cleaning. I asked him, what would take for you to get a good cleaning company if it won't show up for you? And nothing, because I don't want to change the way it is, because now I'm okay. I know it's going to be done and this. And like, okay. And then in the end, I told him a story about another client of mine who is a dentist, how much pain he had and how he solved the, because I was telling him, it's so funny how your pain is the same as his, because this, I'm telling a story. And in the end, the guy, like, I was telling him what I was doing for him, and I could see him visualizing that. It's like he was dreaming. And then in the end, he started getting so excited. He was like, okay, Juliana, how much would you charge to clean the floors for me? You know, because it was so freaking black, and it's white, and it was black. And I was like, well, for you, because you did this for me, I'm not going to charge you anything, you know? And then we went there and we did scrubbing. We did an amazing job. On Monday, this guy, after 1 minute, he walked in and he looked everything. He called me and he said, you brought me from heaven to hell. No, I'm sorry. The other way around.
Yeah, I was going to say that's bad.
That's bad.
Oh, hold on. You're gone. There you go. I think you're back. Go ahead.
Yeah, from hell to heaven. He was like so excited. I never saw someone so excited about cleaning. And then he hired me.
So first of all, there's so much. We got like 2 minutes, but I want to unpack just a little. I love that Juliana went in really just trying to serve, right? Like, I know it's scary to ask people for their pain, but she really wasn't trying to sell him anything. She just really wanted to understand his pain. And I love that you're such an empathetic, caring human being. When you heard this guy miserable, I love that instead of like, oh, I'm going to go sell him, which a lot of us are trying to do, you shared a story about another guy. You're like, oh my gosh, I know exactly what that feels. I have a client. I know how that feels. And then he just, please, can you help me? Which wasn't even the goal of it, to get this guy to sign up. But that's really what selling is. And we, later in the program, that's what we teach, is selling is really just a pain conversation, just asking them what their issues are, trying to help them. And if you know that you're the best solution, then obviously you offer it. If you're not the best solution, you try and help them with whatever different, you know, it's not about getting their money. It's about understanding their pain, trying to help them. I love even the floor work he asked you to do. You're like, oh, I don't even charge you. I just want to serve. So she just serve. And it's funny how that works. That's why we do this podcast, right? We've done 600 podcasts, tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in time and money and effort to produce, no charge. And we get tons of clients from the podcast, right? So I love that. And were you able to use the content that he gave you, his pain and his frustration, were you able to use that in sales copy to help other clients?
Oh my gosh, all of them. It was so much pain. It was so, so amazing. So useful for me, for all the other clients. You open up my mind, you know, to pay attention and be even better for them.
So let me sum up, because there's a lot of takeaways. I don't want you guys to miss any. First, focus on who you are, who you do the be, then you can do the do. Everyone comes to me, especially the dudes. They want to be the do first, and then I want to change who they are. And it's like fool's errand. That'll be temporary results, if any. But you change who you are, it's very easy to change the do. And then the have is you can't, right? Be plus do always equals have. You change the be and the do, the have will change. So I love that. She got crystal clear on her core values and the type of community she wanted to be with, right? And that works whether it's coaching or friends, or I'm very selective about who I spend time with. Even Juliana, the people we allow into our program are people I love every time I get on a call, whether it's coaching or podcast or whatever. I'm like, oh, I'm so excited to talk to this person, right? So she was super clear on the people she wanted to spend her time with. And I'm sure a lot of you know, if you take the average income of the five people you're closest with, that's your income. Sure. We all know that. If you take the mindset of the five people you spend the most time with, that's probably your mindset. So if you're hanging out with a bunch of people that think the world sucks and everything sucks and COVID and business doesn't work and everyone hates you and everyone's out to screw you, that will become the belief system that you adopt. If you spend time with people like, we got this, it's easy. Opportunity everywhere. This would be amazing. I'm so blessed to have the opportunity to do this job. What an amazing world I live in. All of a sudden you'll live in an amazing world. So she understood it was who she was first. She got clear on who she was going to be influenced by who she spent time with. So it was very particular about who she allowed in her world. She got crystal clear on the life that she wanted. And then she was coachable when the people that knew how to get her the result told her how to get the result. And what that looked like for her in the time that we have is being able to raise prices first by changing her attitude on raising prices and hurting something, doing it to someone, but is doing it for them, for her company, for her employees, for her customers. Everybody benefited, and that became the truth. And she was scared about asking for pain conversations, but she did it. She was coachable, and she just showed up wanting to serve. And not only did she get a new client, but she's got a bunch of information on how her new mindset of, instead of talking about me, I can talk about them and their pain. She's got all the tools she needs. All right, Juliana, close us out. What's the last parting words you can give to Cleaning Nation to give them some value?
Well, get Mike as a coach in his team, because seriously, that was the best thing that happened to me.
All right. So I love that. Everyone that's a good coach, but what a nonsense. And by the way, I don't plan any of that crap. That was completely Juliana. Say they hate me. They hate us. They don't want to pay a coach, all that. What's the one thing in addition to getting us as a coaching, what's that one additional bonus you could tell Cleaning Nation they can do right now?
What they can do, it's just first change their mind. You know, it's everything is about the mind. Every step of the way, you're going to find a place where you're going to find yourself that you cannot do something or feel that you cannot do something. Then you have to work in our mind first. Once you work in our mind every step of the way, then you can make it through. And then you see how easy it is. It's really what makes difficult is our mind. That's it. Nothing else. Everything that anyone asks you to do, it's super easy. It's just your mind that makes difficult.
Spot on. Couldn't say it better myself, Juliana. All right, Cleaning Nation, if you got value from the podcast, feel free to subscribe, rate, review, throw a share with a friend. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com for all the resources. We've got our free masterclass, which is amazing. We've got 600 podcasts that are amazing. We've got a Facebook group, which is free with 15,000 people. Amazing human beings like Juliana are in that community. growmycleaningcompany.com. All the free crap we have. Check it out now. Talk to you soon. Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.